Welcome to Care to Lead, your path to leadership success. Brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Barbara Seymour, Associate Vice President of Member Connections at Vizient. And today's guest is Erica DeBoer, Chief Nursing Officer at Sanford Health. Erica has been a nurse for over 20 years with experience in critical care, education, and informatics. As the CNO, she oversees nursing practice for 9,000 nurses across the Sanford enterprise. She has served as adjunct faculty at South Dakota State University and the University of Sioux Falls. Erica holds a bachelor's degree in nursing from South Dakota State University and a master's in nursing from Augustana University. Welcome, Erica.
Thanks so much, Barb.
Erica, I've gotten to know you better as you've served this past year as the chair of our System Chief Nurse Executive Network Steering Committee. I'd love for you to share your leadership story with our listeners.
I'm coming up on almost 30 years in nursing now, and so it's been an amazing journey. I started as a nurse aide working in long-term care facility with my grandpa and moved into nursing in South Dakota from there. The journey's been amazing since then. I'm an ICU nurse by background, but have a variable background with technology. I've had the pleasure to implement a couple different smart pump solutions in our large geographic area. Additionally, I've had the chance to look at other patient safety opportunities with barcode scanning of medication. So I'm a bit of a geek as it relates to technology and how that helps us work smarter as nursing colleagues, but more importantly, how it impacts our patient safety. Just prior to this role as Chief Nursing Officer, I was the System Executive Director over Clinical Informatics and Care Management, and have really appreciated the diverse background and opportunities I've had.
We are kindred spirits in our critical care background, and I love that your story started with your family. I think that's a really significant part of what we do when we have a personal connection to that. So thanks for sharing a little bit about your journey. One of the things I'd love to hear you talk about is how Sanford serves not only in the United States, but also abroad. I'm curious, do you see similarities and differences in the well-being of nurses in different locations and cultures?
What a magnificent question. We at Sanford are incredibly blessed to have the opportunity to impact patient care across the globe. Specifically, a couple that I'd like to call out are Ghana, Costa Rica, New Zealand. And just a couple weeks ago, I returned from Ghana. And so when I think about the differences between nursing practice and even their level of wellness, I had the privilege to actually go back to Ghana. And one of the nursing symposiums that we pulled together actually was a focus on empowerment and patient advocacy. So when I think about how privileged we are as a nursing practice in the United States, I'd say that's some of what I've spent a decent amount of time actually contemplating. One, how blessed we are with the number of tools and technology that we use to take care of our patients, but more importantly, how important nursing is to the care of patients. Not that it's not in those other countries, but I have to say wellness isn't a big emphasis there. In many cases, just because of the nature of where they live and who they serve, it's more about serving that provider, serving that patient, but also then partnering with the family. So interestingly enough, we're well ahead as it relates to focusing on wellness and balance in the United States. It's been just an absolute pleasure to get to know our Sanford teams across the globe and continue to learn and empower them to be champions for patient advocacy, but also champions for themselves.
I love the perspective that you bring from seeing that across different locations and different cultures. I know you view well-being as a leadership responsibility, but you also speak very clearly and recognize that well-being is very personal. How do you encourage nurses to find that balance that you talk about and invest in their own wellness?
As you may well know, I actually have the privilege to mentor several, not only frontline staff, but also other nursing leaders across the enterprise. It is a very personal journey for people to be on. So in some cases, the most important advice that I give to people is you need to be vulnerable and you need to be able to ask for help. In some cases, it's really using some of my high reliability skills to actually connect with them, see how they're doing, make that personal connection and ask them, how do you take care of yourself? How do you balance all this? Work is hard, but life is hard too. And that's a big part of who we are as a human being is the life outside of work. I'm blessed to be part of this nursing practice and the incredible commitment that they have. But on the same token, it's really difficult to pour from an empty cup. So how does that impact our teams? and how do we actually put the right tools in their hands, but also hold them accountable to being upfront and up to date with some of the things that they need from us. I focus a lot of time and efforts on environments of care, and more importantly, just listening to the small things that we can do to make the environment more effective for them while they're at work. But then how do we allow them space and time outside of work when we're not constantly bothering them to potentially work extra shifts and things like that? So I have a tendency to spend a lot of time talking with frontline staff, get their feedback, and then more importantly, how do we actually hold each other accountable to making sure that we're keeping our wellness and our own well-being in check?
I love that you just mentioned mentorship. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the nurses that you've mentored in the time that we've known each other. And I kind of want to touch on this concept of well-being and investing in your wellness as a skill. How do we create this environment where wellness is an essential skill rather than something that feels like an extra thing?
Phenomenal question, and something that we've been wrestling with. I think it's become very apparent in the post-pandemic era that wellness is more important than it ever has been. I think nurses constantly are that caregiver and have a tendency to take on a lot of things that maybe aren't always theirs to own. So to that point, I have a tendency to encourage people to talk about the things that we can be grateful for. Focus on the things that create that passion and desire to continue to do better. But more importantly, how do we actually set goals and expectations around time to yourself, time with your family, time away from work? And more importantly, how do we get rid of the things that actually don't add value to the daily work that you do? So how do we continue to focus on not only the people that we serve, but also how can we make it easier for them to do those things? And how do we empower them to be part of those solutions? And a lot of that comes with our high reliability organization and some of those traits that we embed. So communicating clearly, relationship skills, those pieces are so important to continue to value the environment that we're in, as well as those that we serve.
You're talking about that intentional time. I know you're a super busy mom. You travel extensively for work. And we know the demands of our professional roles as nurse executives, coupled with what we want to do personally, may be overwhelming at times. So how do you invest in your well-being? And what advice do you have for our listeners to encourage their well-being?
Well, I think I'll tell you that I'm a work in progress, like many of us are. And so I constantly work on it daily. A couple high points that I would share are, one, allowing time for yourself. So I'm an early morning riser. So I get up about 4:30 so that I have time not only to reflect, but also to think about all those things that I'm grateful for. So I've been this practice for, gosh, at least 8 years, that I list the top 10 things that I'm grateful for that day, which are as simple as a hug from my son, the green grass, the amazing sunset. So in my opinion, it's some of the little things and actually giving yourself time to manage and think about those moments that actually fill your bucket and be present for those moments. I am an incredibly busy mom, but I love it that way. I'm in this season of my life that I really work hard on managing my moments. So in many cases, it's not about how much time you have, but how do you make that connection? How do I make that connection when I'm out rounding? I spend an exuberant amount of time rounding. It not only helps me understand what's going on the front lines, but it also fills my bucket to understand and to see the incredible commitment that we have from some of our teams. Now, again, I'm a work in progress. I love yoga. I love being outside and walking, but here you can see I'm wearing my nice cozy sweater. Outside time is going to be limited. So exercise is incredibly important to me, as well as routine and drinking lots of water. So simple things, don't make it hard, keep it simple and keep that routine.
That's great. Simple, but not easy, right?
So true. So true.
And I appreciate you being vulnerable and saying that we're all a work in progress, because it's so true. Erica, it's been a pleasure having you as our guest today. And thank you for all you do to help keep our nurses and our leaders well.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's discussion, please subscribe to hear more Care to Lead podcasts. Like us and send us your comments. Care to Lead is your path to success and is brought to you by the Vizient Nurse Executives Network. I'm Barbara Seymour. Have a great day.